We'll start off getting the body in a supportive position, setting the body in a posture which is supportive of the mental posture which we're trying to develop. That's a posture which is upright but not uptight. And for the full period, this next half hour, the breath will be our object. We'll be observing it in different ways in different parts of the body. So, to start with, you can bring your attention down to the belly. And with your hands, you can even leave your hands in your lap like this. It's like I've just cupped as just a natural cradle. It's a good symbol for the way in which we can relate to the breath. This meditation isn't just watching a particular object. But there's also the way in which we relate to that object, the way we relate to the breath. So that's where these three smiles come in. And as we watch the breath in the belly, just relating to it in a way which is like a baby's smile. So, watching the rise and fall of the abdomen. As if you were relating to an infant, a smiling little baby. You don't have to imagine the baby, it's just the nuance or the flavor, the kindness, the flavor of kindness we're bringing to the meditation. When we talk about breathing in the belly, this is a common way of observing the breath. Mahasi Sayadaw, a Burmese teacher, this was his foundation. But what we're observing is the gentle expansion of the belly with every in-breath and the gentle contraction or shrinking of the belly with every exhale. Just as the muscle of the diaphragm becomes taut, it pushes down, very gently pushes down the internal organs of the abdomen. And this is what we're paying attention to, this gentle expansion as the abdominal organs just gently expand with the in-breath. And then that circumference of the belly shrinks a little as the air exits the lungs and the diaphragm goes up once again. Just relating to this gentle expansion and contraction. With that smile and kindness, as if relating to a newborn baby. And seeing if you can be aware and alive to the full in-breath, all the nuances of that belly expansion, whether you feel it around the circumference of the waist. Or deeper into the body. And then aware of the full exhale. Becoming more and more nuanced and clear with our awareness. And now we'll move into second way of observing the breath in the chest. So allowing awareness to move up into the chest cavity to feel the lungs from the lungs. Knowing the expansion in three dimensions of both lungs with the in-breath as the lungs expand, 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 and then watching them contract and shrink. And hear the smile of awareness, the mood, the flavor of metta that we'll bring to knowing the breath at the lungs is one of a friend smiling. And again, you don't have to necessarily visualize or go deep into any one particular smile, but just the general feeling of a good friend. Smiling. That kind of awareness. Just becoming more and more aware of the nuances of this, these lungs breathing. Chest spreading out to the front, to both sides, upper lobes stretching up to the back, and even gently with each inhale, gently even hugging the heart. And then everything relaxes on the exhale. Relating to the breath as one would relate to a friend, and as a friend would relate to us. If you find the mind has wandered elsewhere, the mind is thinking about the day or what's still come tonight, you just recognize that the breath is still here, the lungs are still here, awareness, all these components of the meditation, they're all still here and they never left. Just in this utterly friendly way, easeful way, just being with the big breath in the lungs. A lot of surface area to keep us connected, keep us engaged, keep the mind awake. You can experiment feeling. See if you can feel the whole of both lungs with every in-breath, whole of both lungs with every out-breath. Or you can even pick a spot in one of the lungs or just in between the lungs. And what does that feel like? Just paying attention in whatever way allows the mind to stay most easily engaged. And for this third part of the meditation, bringing awareness to the tip of the nose. And it's possible to watch the breath entering and exiting the nose in a way which is like a laser. But here would encourage and see if people can both know the breath at the tip of the nose, but with a mind that is expansive. So having this point which includes versus having a sharp point that excludes. Knowing the slightly cooler breath entering the nose, and the slightly warmer breath, having been in the body and lungs, slightly warmer breath on the exhalation. And the smile, which will bring to knowing the breath here. The tip of the nose is the smile of a grandma. Again, this is like the grandmother archetype. You don't have to visualize, but just what does that feel like? How would a really caring grandmother relate to her grandchild in the same way? We can pay attention to the breath. There's an utter kindness and utter care. Gentle kindness, gentle care. But also a little bit of remove, a little bit of, there's some coolness to it, to the awareness. We're not pouncing on the breath. So with the grandmother's kindness, grandmother's smile, just knowing each and every in-breath. and seeing if you can befriend the breath. And how do you do that? By staying with it, paying attention, knowing what's called the whole body of the breath, the beginning, the middle, and the end of every in-breath, and then the beginning, the middle, and the end of every slightly warmer out-breath. You don't have to change the breath. Just becoming a connoisseur of exactly how the breath is right here and right now. Almost as if sipping in, appreciating the full in-breath at the tip of the nose. The full out-breath. And again, not squeezing it. Paying attention. In a way which has soft edges, open edges. Centered at the tip of the nose. We've watched with a baby smile the breath in the belly, and a friend smile the breath in the lungs, in the chest, with grandma's smile the breath at the tip of the nose. And then just in the last 5 minutes or so, see if you can allow awareness to fill the whole body. Allow the mind to get big. See if you can feel the whole body breathing. There's an expansion on the in-breath. The whole body slightly, very slightly lifting up, getting slightly taller for just a moment. Then on the exhale, the body just resting back down. Breathing, knowing the whole body. And here, the smile, the way we can relate to the breath is me smile or our own smile. You can even imagine or feel what a smile on the inside of the mouth feels like. Just tapping into that genuine sense of well-wishing for ourselves. Breathing, knowing the whole body with this very kind whole body smile. If you feel the aperture of awareness just shrinking, feel the mind getting a little bit dull, a little bit dark, just open again. Big mind. All at once, full body breathing. And just stay with this till the bell rings. Full body with our own kind smile.